It's Friday. I just got paid. What better way to spend my hard-earned money than investing on some good old crypto that never fails, never fluctuates? Let me see. Dogecoin, Bitcoin is overhyped. Let's see. What are the crypto influencers saying? Dictator coin. Oh, I'm going to drop all my money on Dictator coin and purchase Dictator coin to the moon. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. The Tech Bar featuring Powerhouse Ray, featuring Super Cousin Danny, and this week we brought Reed Wellock, Wes Spencer, Mike Riggs, and Luke Walker. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, grab your drinks and let's get right into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, The Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. We started mostly on time this time, so that's pretty fucking awesome. I'm Super Cousin Danny.
I'm Powerhouse Ray.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right.
And okay. I mean, we're covering crypto today. We're covering some weird shit. So
might as well.
I'm thinking, and in the chat, tell us, do we actually have good audio this time or do we sound like shit? You know, hey, what's up, Martin? I see Martin. I see Matthew Fox. At this point, we have Keith, the OG of the OGs, right?
Keith,
like Keith Nelson. Wow. Come on, dude. I mean, you are like the oldest, and you are Tech Bar. So I have a question though. I see Vistum Solutions Inc. and then I see Keith. So who's Vistum Solutions Inc.? Is that Kevin, or who's on there? And we got Martin Keir, our newest join. We got Matt Fox, Tim Golden, who is on Pitch It today, kicking ass. We got Glenn Holcomb from Mighty Manatee. We have audio that's a plus. I'll take that, bro. I'll absolutely take that. Thank you. Anyway, we're here to have a good time. We're here to have fun. Thanks so much for joining us, and we appreciate you. And like always, it's going to be a pretty fucking good episode, right?
Yep, as always.
That's
how we do it.
It's Tech Bar. We're off tomorrow. We got the long weekend for Labor Day.
Yep, exactly.
So it might get a little bit rowdy. But... Oh, he logged off his Vistum account. Oh, Keith was trying to double up.
Oh.
Keith was trying to cheat here. Okay, I see how this is. All right. All right, cool. So, I agree. Let's go. What's up, Tim Fornette?
Let's do this.
Simon, what do we got coming up, dude? It's a packed day.
So, it is a packed day. And we're going to go ahead and bring in our first guest, which are Wes Spencer and Reed of Fifth Wall Solutions.
What's up, everybody?
How you doing, guys?
What's going on,
boys? Dude?
I heard crypto. Did I hear crypto?
Wes wasn't even supposed to be on the show. We just said crypto, and he appeared. He's like Beetlejuice.
It's how it happens.
Dude, and Wes, like at this point, you've been on Tech Bar. You've been on Partner First. You've been on MSP Dispatch.
Yep.
Like, are you trying to, like, do the, what is it, Triple Crown?
The Triple Crown.
What is this, dude?
I guess like, I'm like a formal sponsor, right? Like I paid you all that money in Dictator coin and you got to let me onto all your stuff. Like,
well, you keep paying in Dictator coin and I hear that's going to go up at some point.
That's what Simon was saying before. And I might've paid him, you know, he might be an influencer for me.
Simon, you know, pumping the house gets 70%, dude.
I should show you my Gmail where I have all these like random projects reaching out, wanting me to pump for them. It's like nice. Stuff you've never heard of, baby.
And we have Mr. Reed Wellick, who's also been on several shows of ours. You've been on Partner First a couple times.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed to say this at this point, just because now we're all good friends. But when Dustin first approached me about doing an insurance webinar, not the last one we did, the one before the first one, and I'm like, this is going to be the most boring damn thing on the planet.
It's the most exciting thing you've ever done.
Okay, seriously speaking, we had to cut it off because there were still people asking. And the second one was the same thing. And so people love cyber insurance. I don't know what the hell it is, but they do.
I'm still figuring that out, Ray. I made, I guess, a good decision 6 years ago. So, hey, at least we get to hang out, at the very least, right?
And we have in the chat already, I see Mike Riggs, insurance is amazing. Our resident supermodel over in... He has other skills too, but you know, the other stuff.
We mostly pay him for his face. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he's here for the pretty. It is what it is. So, what's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Good, Ray. Hoping for a long weekend, and it can actually feel like a long weekend coming up because I feel like those have gone in the blink of an eye. But doing good, man. Doing good.
Nice, nice. Good. And I have to call out. I see you wearing a very special shirt.
Oh yeah, I got a rep
a little bit so people can see. Yeah, you got that fin.
I was talking about this earlier in the green room. This is one of the most. This is the comfiest shirt. Like I wear this shirt probably more often than I should admit. It's definitely not clean. I'll say that
because Josh and Connor have been promising me a shirt since IT Nation last year. So
it's probably best I shouldn't tell you that Josh actually reached out.
I know. I saw that. So after whatchamacallit, look at Simon.
I'm getting one.
Get the hell off the screen. What did you call it? So Brittany shares a freaking message, and she's like, "Oh, Josh was asking about what size shirts and where to send them to all the guys that went over to CompTIA." And I'm like, "Bro, no love." Wes, do you have fin shirts?
Oh, dude, I got three or four of them. Yeah,
but all right, I'm out of this. Okay, I'm out. Simon, you take over. I'm out, dude. Well,
the last one you gave. Right. You love this is like a medium. So you see me in that shirt. He's like, "Oh, this is like all I have left. We can only afford 20 shirts, and all I have is a medium. You want it?" I'm like, "Sure."
So when I first saw these guys at IT Nation, Josh had cut up socks, the fin socks, and he was wearing them like a sleeve. And I'm like, "I'll take that, dude. I'm down. It's all good." But and what awesome. What are you wearing, dude? You got like a party popple thing going on. It's very colorful.
Who, me? Oh yeah, but I mean, look, when you know this, when you live in Florida, like all you wear is Hawaiian shirts and like stuff, you know. It's it doesn't take long for Florida man to like totally invade, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm already getting my floral like Hawaiian shirts ready for IT.
I mean, every Florida man has a pair of dress shorts. Exactly. Like you have those dress shorts so you have to go everywhere.
Dress shorts.
Wes,
dress
I thought sandals. I would think Florida man attire is no shirt.
So, you know, Florida man can be a lot of things. Depends on the level of meth.
True.
So, I mean, I know Tony Francisco has a dress tank top. I know that counts. So it's right on call. Look at that.
Florida man.
Right on call. Tony Francisco with the Florida man. Dude, that is the worst. That is the Beetlejuice Florida man. All right, cool. So, Simon, we have a packed night. I know we have a rush schedule, so... Keep us on track. What are we doing?
Okay, so this is a drinking show. So, Wes, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you'll be drinking today?
I got two choices today. Right now, I'm drinking a nice, fine High Lie, which is fantastic. This is an IPA.
I love that beer.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. And then when that's done, we're switching over to this, baby, Peerless Rye. I really like Peerless, and I love Rye. So, I found this in the back of my shelf, and that's what we're drinking, baby.
And Wes, nice. I mean, and Reed. That's my bad.
So I did a little bit of this. I went to my liquor cabinet and kind of just like parted the sea and went to the back and found a lot of those. Like I didn't finish the bottles the whole way. So I'm going to be bouncing through a couple. The first I landed on is Jefferson's Ocean, the Agent C, small batch.
Which batch is that one?
So I'm terrible. I left the bottle downstairs. So I need to find the Voyage number. I want to say it's 23 because that's what popped in my head.
You know the story behind them, right?
I know the marketing, and it works. Like
so, I
read
why don't
that
you share
and
it with everybody because that's it's a pretty cool story. I love the story.
So, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Ray. It is aged at sea, and it is in barrels that are supposedly, you know, soaking up the salty air and moving side to side, right? And that is to have an influence. I mean, I don't know if it's all.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. So they took the barrel that they age it in, right? Because all bourbon's aged in brand new white oak barrels. And they put it on the, as an experiment, they put it on this seat on the ship on the outside. Like, so it's out to the elements. And this ship is like a scientific vessel or something like that. It travels around the world. The average bottle of Jefferson Ocean travels the world, I think, 3 or 4 times. It's something ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. So every bottle's different because of the elements. It may be a shtick, but I'll tell you, like, my daughter got me a bottle for Christmas a couple of years back. And I love a story with a bottle. So yeah. I love that. And I love Jefferson's Ocean. It's actually
it's really delicious.
Good. Yeah,
it really is.
So we are doing, Mr. Super Cousin Danny, we are doing, you're doing what? Flor de Caña?
Flor de Caña.
All right. And this is a?
Sipping rum, pretty much. I believe it's from either Nicaragua or Guatemala. Nicaragua.
All right. And I'm going to be doing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Bowman Brothers, which is a Virginia straight bourbon whiskey. I don't know the story behind it, but it's the Bowman Brothers Pioneer Spirit small batch. So, it sounds cool. I'll take it.
Good deal.
All right, Simon, keep us on track, bro. Come on.
All right, and we do have some rules at the bar, and we do want our guests to read it. So, Reed, why don't you tell us the first three rules to the left, and then Wes could tell us the last three rules.
Do I have to believe all these? All right, so the bartenders are always right. All right, Ray. No politics or religion at the bar. I can roll with that. And if you hear these words, you drink. Namaste, unprecedented, and the new norm. All right.
And then Wes?
Sports is on 24/7. Sports?
Sports ball, man.
Sports ball.
All right, I guess.
That's anything. Lacrosse, whatever you want to talk about.
Let's definitely talk about lacrosse. I can talk all night about lacrosse, baby. I don't even know what that is. What happens at the bar stays at the bar. I'm down with that. And if the bartender is wrong, see rule number one, baby. That sounds good.
That works.
You don't strike me as a lax bro, Wes, but I'll believe it.
And we do have some quick trivia. I have some quick trivia for Danny and for Ray. This is for our guests. So one of our guests here was actually signed to a record label when he was 19. Who do you think it was, Wes or Reed?
Okay, so that's
who looks
hard.
Like a boy band?
See, because both of these gentlemen are like, yeah, but you said a rock band, right? Simon? It was a rock band? All right.
No, I just said he was signed to a record label. K-pop, I don't know what it was.
You don't know what
K-pop?
Kind
of, you go crazy.
Amazing, amazing research. So, if it was K-pop, I'd say that's definitely Wes. I don't know. I look at Reed and I think, you know, it ain't no lie. I can see him going bye bye bye. I'm going Reed.
Danny? Right?
You know what?
I mean, yeah. I was in a K-pop band when
I was. Well, okay, Reed. I'm gonna go with Reed then. Yep. I'm gonna go with Reed.
So which one was it, Simon?
Reed was actually signed. Reed, you wanna tell us about it?
So I guess I can't take a lot of credit because I got to ride on some coattails here. But I've been playing music my whole life, and I got paired up with a gentleman named Eric James right out of high school. He was looking for, at the time, a keyboard and bass player. And I wasn't really thinking much of it, but the timing worked out because when I joined the band, he was just finished auditioning. So like 4 or 5 weeks later, he's like, we got to go on tour. So, yeah, I got to tour all around the country, which was great. Definitely did not help me going to college. And at a certain point, I did have to make the decision if I was going to stick with it or stick with college. And eventually, I I stuck with college and had to graduate a semester late, but a lot of wild stories I probably can't say, but definitely.
I mean, it's only on YouTube. I mean, it doesn't live forever, right? I mean,
there's a lot out there.
And I get it. You do the rock star life. You go into insurance because you want to keep up that adrenaline.
Absolutely.
I get it.
I'm an adrenaline junkie, man. I love it's that policy life.
All right, so give me a famous song.
A famous song from us?
I guess your what would be considered the most famous song?
Title. So if you search right now, Eric James, he actually might have hit the top 100.
No way.
And yeah, let me double check this before I go opening my mouth. Thank you, Internet. Because he started a new band after I left, naturally.
So I search Eric James, I get Columbo.
Yep.
That's it. Columbo.
It's on Apple.
Give me a minute. And I'll find you one.
It's
of
cool.
Oh,
yeah, no, everybody can just wait. Don't worry about it, dude.
No,
we don't
mind.
All
right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now so,
what about you, Wes? If you were in a band, what kind of music would that band be?
Well, I was in a band. It was middle school band.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you
want to know? You want to know what instrument I played?
Yes.
I'm thinking like. To... Wait. Is it? I'm betting wind. It's a wind instrument.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. I'm going right. to go.
I mean, of
course. Are we talking?
What am I gonna go with? Percussion?
Why not? Percussion. All right, badass. Percussion.
I wished it was percussion. It'd be super cool.
It was oboe, wasn't it, Wes?
Dude, it's oboe. way more girly than oboe.
Was it
wind chimes?
Oh, what was
Dude, Ray, you just know me. Ray hits me.
Clarinet,
flute, baby. As a flute player,
I can see you, dude. I can see you doing like you know. I get it.
Silence and then there was one day I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? And I just YOLO quit. And it was the best thing I ever did for myself.
I'm thinking we need to get together like an MSP rock band where you're rocking out the flute. Simon can do the mini violin. Danny can do the, well, I know Jackson can do the ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Let's make Connor do the tambourine. So you can just sit there. Oh, cowbell.
Cowbell. Perfect. I can see him doing the cowbell. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So it was the flute then, right?
It was the flute. Yep.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, I don't might know. Be psychic, bro.
It's been a while since we've done it.
I got
notes on the notes. Flute, word of the day?
Yeah, let's do word of the day. We always pick an extra word of the day now. We make shit up as we go. So, whatchamacallit? Simon, we're not supposed to drink until the toast. You're making us wait 30 minutes to fucking drink.
I will make an exception. Namaste,
drinking
the rules.
Yeah, he said something. Don't care. Flute. I'm gonna drink.
Flute.
I'll raise a glass of flute.
Yeah.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
To the flutes.
Oh, because I do a new bottle every episode, and I want to freaking like I want to taste this. So, talking to Tim Golden is going to call me out in the chat if I'm wrong. But Tim, for those that don't know, knows his shit about bourbon. He's a certified bourbonologist. He told me what it is. I forgot.
Yeah, he did say that.
He taught me the proper way to do this is to sniff with each nostril, figure out which one is your dominant nostril, because that's a thing.
That's
I've
a thing?
A couple things this week.
That's not a
you
thing.
You have a dominant nostril and penguins practice prostitution. We'll get into that later. So watch MSP Dispatch. You'll find out.
I saw that one.
So you pick your dominant nostril, then you cover the other one, you sniff, and then you take a sip just to cover your tongue, wait, and then there you go, certified bourbon steward. That's what it is. And then you actually drink it, and then that's how you taste the bourbon.
How do you
bourbon.
Determine your so dominant
I plug
nostril?
Oh,
nostril? So when you sniff, you'll just like you breathe in and out with more force out of one nostril than the other, I can't be the only one.
I'm perfect. They both work.
Not with that haircut. Mm. So,
yeah, probably to the right.
I can't say shit. So, when you sniff, like one of them should be stronger. Tim, help me out here, dude. You are a certified bourbon steward. I can't be the only one.
Dude, you're right. I'm reading it. Most people have a dominant nostril. If you get close to a mirror and breathe out through your nose, the mirror will fog up. Two marks of water vapor will pool on the surface, one for each nostril. The one mark with the larger one will be larger than the other, whatever, because people mostly breathe out of one nostril at a time. TIL, baby. I had no idea.
I need to find something to go breathe on.
Dominant nostrils is a thing.
Thank you. And Tim, bourbon steward doesn't work. Martin says we're sticking with certified bourbonologist. I'm going with that. And I think we need some shirts to say that. That's pretty freaking cool. Sniffing like, what is this? Sniffing like, I didn't want to put that up there.
That's
against the tech bar rules. You know that, Keith.
That's politics, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's some of them politics.
Keith, that's a 1 minute ban, sir.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get kicked off of he doesn't want to get kicked off of Facebook again. All right. So Simon, what do we got coming up, dude?
Okay, so we do have some additional guests. Because this is gonna be a packed house tonight, like we said. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mike Riggs. And also welcome Walker.
What's and up, also
yeah.
No, that's it.
Yeah. There's a limit. There's a limit to this. What if did COVID destroy your smell, Mike?
It did, yeah. So I've had COVID 4 times now. It has just absolutely wrecked my taste and smell. It sucks so bad.
I too have been in the
so, four times. Are you like, do you get a free car wash?
Is dude, like, you know, I wish, right? You know, there's no benefits other than if I just take a test at this point, I just get like the winning price of quarantine, right? So, yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Like at this point, like you've had COVID more than you haven't. That's right. Impressive.
I too have had it 4 times. I just got over my fourth.
Yeah, Wes and I are in competition for the most.
Yeah. Hey, when I first got COVID, I'm not saying I'm patient zero or anything, but I'm close to it. I had it like in February or something like that of 2020, like early.
Yeah, before you had they were it right testing. After, I think I had it in January.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I was thinking like I made it 2 years without COVID and I come back from Secure and I finally got it at Secure. And so like, yeah, right. He's like, it's not a contest, but it kind of is.
I wish, right.
And what is it, Mike, you're wearing, well, first of all, thanks for wearing clothes. Cause you know, we've seen your Facebook.
Can we show some of those pictures?
Oh, we
actually, have I don't want to see them.
I gave Simon who to go to for some of this stuff. And
this is a PG-13 show though.
Hold on. And so, yeah. Simon will bring them up. And Simon's like, these are kind of, are we allowed? I'm like, yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares, right?
What I love about Riggs's boudoir shots is that he's like, yeah, I got boudoir shots, man. So I like a known boudoir photographer and I share them with everybody. And I think it's awesome.
Right?
I love it. I mean,
you get one life to live, guys. I mean, have fun with it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I mean, for sure. Whether you're like, you know, whether you're riding in a helicopter over ConnectWise or you're, you know, doing boudoir shots, you got one life to live. It is what it is. Or whether you're touring Europe, happen. Like in a rock band, skipping college, you know, whatever, dude. You got Cheers one life to live. And I notice you are also wearing a Finn shirt. At this point, I think you guys are just rubbing it in my face. Fuck all of you.
But I love you, Ray.
I love you too, man. All right. And Mr. Luke Walker, as of this week, no longer with Datto, right?
As officially of last week, Monday.
Last week, Monday. Yes. Okay. So no longer with Datto, long time with Datto, always in the freaking community, both in Geek and Pool Party. And, you know, he's kind of a little bit of everywhere. One of the cooler people to hang out with us. You're starting a new thing. Can you say the new thing yet or no?
No, I'll put out an announcement on Tuesday. Okay.
Can you hint it? Can you tease it?
Data security.
All right.
Well, he's one of the four. He's like one of the half the guests that aren't wearing a Finn shirt. I'm imagining he's just going to Finn to rub it in.
Everyone's going to
then
Finn.
Then he took Reed's spot as a keyboardist. Like, you left and then.
Oh, he's Luke. Joining as a rock star. That's what it is. I got you. Okay.
That's what it is.
I'm just saying. All right. That's cool, man. So, Luke, why don't you tell us how are you enjoying your freedom of not having gainful employment yet? Like, the rest of us are working our asses off and you're just, you know, chilling, loving life. How's that been, man?
What's email? What's 9 a.m?
Doesn't that feel weird though? Like you wake up and like, you know, you're used to doing stuff and you're like, I don't have to.
I wonder how many tickets are waiting for me. Oh, wait, there's no queue.
That's cool, man. Well, I appreciate you joining. Keith's just rubbing it. Keith, we are going to kick you out, dude. We're like, you're like on the edge. All right, Simon. What's you got a toast you can do now that we have a full house? Let's do this.
Yeah. So now that we have a full house, we can go ahead and do our toast. So
Luke, you are freaking. You don't have a job. Why don't you read the toast for us? Do some work while you're here, man.
Put me to work. I see how this really works. So here's to the great artistic genius, Pablo Picasso. His last words were, "Drink to me. Who am I to question genius?"
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And Keith, the longest and hardest working man in the industry that is not an MSP. Because he doesn't admit he's an MSP. What is he? Oh, so of course. So yeah, Tim, like, I would say Tim's full of shit, but I know for a fact, like, he was a photographer. So I believe this. Have you ever done an MSP Supermodels boudoir photography? That's the question. Ooh. That is the question. I maintain there has to be an MSP, the People of MSP calendar. Like, it's going to be an ugly calendar, but we, you know, if firefighters can do it,
why not?
It could totally sell.
Riggs, we talked about doing one for our SOC in our perch days. You remember that? That'd have been a little interesting.
Photos for that. Yeah, no, I remember a couple of the guys took some amazing photos, and they would have been great for a calendar.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that, like some sexy USB lanyards. Like, you know, some sexy knock key cards. Like, yeah. I can see that.
Hot sock analysts near you.
Yeah. I like long walks on the beach and, you know, reading debugs. Yeah, no, I get that. That's hot. That's
like hot. Long walks in the data center and rows of green blinking lights, no amber.
Most of us have been in a data center. I mean, it's, you know, dimly lit. It's got the nice ambiance. It's cool. So you got to snuggle up. I could totally see that as a romance novel. Like,
why would who doesn't love reversing binaries at 3 a.m.? I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's fun, you know? Yeah. The server crashed and so did my heart. I don't know. Anyway. So, actually, if you have a love story title that's MSP focused or IT focused, put it in the chat. And I want to see the best one. We'll throw some swag at whoever's got good storylines.
I
keep kicking stuff over here. I apologize.
Sam coming up with the lines for MSP Gone Wild.
MSP Gone Wild. That's where. So Simon, you have. Speaking of MSP Gone Wild, you got some pics you want to show us? Yeah. What was that? He was like, "Yeah."
You could find them in my private folder, Simon. They're there.
Martin says MSP calendar. Holy shit! So long as Spooner is not January, I'm in. I can't start my year looking at Kyle 31 days in a row.
You could also
that's low.
It's going to get better. You know
what was that, Rick?
I was going to say I'll volunteer.
There it is.
There we go.
And this channel just went way beyond PG-13, baby.
Yeah,
you got to read the text, man. Should we? One of us in here needs to read the text.
Yeah, and these photos are not photoshopped in any way. I want to be clear. These are you know the real photos. Can
Who's
anybody
gonna narrate
read that?
That text?
I can't read that.
No, you can't read that with a straight face.
There's no way.
Simon, can you zoom that in? All right, let's. Danny, let's hear this, bro. Let's see if you can keep a straight
do
face.
Do it, Danny.
All right.
Use your sultry voice.
Yeah, come on. Like,
The story this image tells me as a viewer, and I'm honored to have captured it. His voice told me to come here. But I was transfixed by what his hand was doing. The way his body moved against the fur blanket.
Sorry.
Pause. The way his mouth opened.
I want to make this all sexified. Go ahead, man.
Oh. The way his mouth opened as he touched his body a certain way. I didn't want to break the spell I was in. His beauty made me itch. To touch, my mouth to taste, my body to feel, his on and inside mine. And then he looked at me just like this, and I couldn't resist anymore. And I crawled to him and revealed in the joy of being with him.
Like revealed in the joy of
being with him.
I have no idea.
That's some MSP. That's putting the sexy in MSP. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
So I swear this has nothing to do with what's happening right now. In fact, this wants to. I want to. This keeps me here, but I have to bounce. But I will hopefully be back.
All right. I appreciate you, Reed. Thank you, man.
Images would drive me out too.
I'm taking these with me. I screenshot it.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
See you, boy.
What's that subreddit? It's like eyewash or something like that. You know, what is it with like pictures of like kittens and stuff?
So Riggs, can I get you to like at least read us in your sexiest voice, the one on the right, the hey girl? I mean, come on, bro.
Hey girl, you want to see what's right of this boom?
All right, now I need a shower. Reed was scheduled to go off. He wasn't like he saw the sexiness and had to, you know, go home. Just, you know, to be clear. And there's Slagle. I came at the right time. There you go. Sir, this is Tech Hub, not any other kind of hub. So
see, and I should have linked you my OnlyFans before this. I could have made some cash off this.
Oh man, these are fantastic. When did you take these, dude?
I don't know. When was Secure? Because I did them probably a month or two before Secure.
Nice. Luke, Wes, any sexy photos I should know about either one of you guys?
No.
I mean, you know, who can top this? This cannot be topped.
It cannot be topped. But you know what could possibly come close? If I was going to buy this, I'd be buying it with Dictator Coin. That's my thing.
Hey, you know what? I could certainly sell these as NFTs. Just saying.
Sorry, what? Let's mint those, baby.
LinkedIn.
Was it LinkedIn or was it Adult Friend
Finder?
No,
it was LinkedIn. It was LinkedIn.
Oh, okay. for those of you rowdy in the chat, Mike is a married dude, so you know, back off. But
I need a cigarette, Keith.
I see Tim's comment, and I don't put it up. Tim. Don't put it up. But yeah. So Dictator Coins. Now that I regret bringing that up, you want to tell us what it is, Wes?
Dude, I mean, it's where it's at, baby. I mean, you guys all know. Everyone knows about Dictator Coin these days. So, like, there you go, baby. Oh, dude, that's some great Photoshop. Who did that? I'm hiring you. Whoever did that is hired. Hey, like, wow, that's really good.
We put really a lot good. Of work in it. Not into, like, the production side or, like, the hosting or the dialogue. But, like, the people that do the real work, they do a lot of work for this stuff. So, yeah.
Somebody works around here, clearly.
Somebody
does,
dude.
Yes.
And so you have a YouTube channel. I think there's like one person in the chat that may not know this. So you have a YouTube channel. You talk about this kind of stuff. What do you like? What was your last video on, for example?
It was a cool one. It was on Will Crypto YouTubers Go to Jail?
Okay. Can you explain that one to me?
Yeah, dude, this is hilarious. So there's this big crypto douche nozzle YouTuber named BitBoy Crypto. Go check him out. Like total douche nozzle. And he's got like 1.5 million subs, some like huge number, 1.3 million, something like that. And he's one of those that like, so you got to understand in crypto, if you get a channel that's like 10,000 subs or more, you're hit up every day by all these obscure projects that'll pay you thousands of dollars to cover their projects, right? And so BitBoy charges like 50K for him to do like a sponsored review, right? So if you got 50K, you can get him to do a video, right? Because he's got a massive channel. And so he's covered a bunch of these projects before. And one of them, actually a few of them, were like total scam projects. So like he pumped them up. Everyone went to buy him off his influence and then they fell apart. So there was a YouTuber that uncovered it and he made a video about BitBoy scamming people, basically. So guess what BitBoy did? He sent a law. He sued the dude. He sued this guy's name is Atozi, a smaller YouTuber. So he sued him. And the guy, it's the most crazy story. So the dude's like, hey, I just got served a subpoena or served a lawsuit, whatever. A guy came and knocked on my door. He's like, are you so-and-so? Yeah, here. You're being sued by Ben Armstrong, whatever. So then he takes it public, right? And he gets on Twitter and he's like, hey, I'm Atozi. I'm a small YouTuber and I'm being sued by BitBoy, like this huge, massive guy. And yeah. So the internet comes alive and everyone's like, oh, hell no, that's not happening. And so everybody jumps into his defense and people are so he's suing for $70,000 for like defaming his character and causing him emotional distress. And so the internet comes to his rescue.
1.5 million followers. He's
yeah.
A ton of shit. Yeah.
He's huge. Yeah.
He does look like a douche.
he is a total douche. Yeah. So anyway, the internet came to his rescue and like all these other YouTube channels started covering it. Like ones that are even bigger than him that don't even cover crypto that are like, dude, you don't ever bully someone like that, especially when you're like a big channel. And so he pulled the lawsuit off and backed it down. And it was cool is that a Tozy guy took all the money he was given and donated all to charity. Tell me that's not cool.
That's pretty dope. Cool. That is that's awesome. A good
response. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. So that's what my donating money last video was on.
On behalf of your channel. Like, you know, what the hell? No, you know? I'm just giving you shit.
I know. Hey, you guys want to see the latest? Let's find the latest. Let me just read it to you. Let me go to my Gmail. Man. I'm going to tell you the latest crypto project that wants me to sponsor. And then I want you guys to go there and tell me if I should sponsor them or not. You guys ready?
Do it.
I'm bringing it up, baby. Let's see. Where is it? Get a bunch of these other things like social stuff too. So hold on a minute. All right, here we go. Hey Wes, this is Colin from Crypto Labs Research. Oh wait, no, this is for a podcast. Never mind. Hold on.
Just advertising too shit. It's like, yeah,
okay. Found it. Okay. Hello, sir. SER. How's it going? Our team is trying to build decentralized crypto stable currency named Entropy. Here is our website, entropydao.finance. We put this in our little private chat so you can see this. There it is, baby. Would you, Ray, invest in Entropy DAO Finance?
I mean, obviously. Of course I would. No, I under collateralized algorithmic, these are a lot of words, bro. Stablecoin protocol. What is this nonsense?
Wait till you scroll down. It gets even more hilarious when you scroll down. It looks like GPT-3 spat this out on a weekend.
It's like
Lord of the Rings. COVID behind it. Like, what is this nonsense?
So, Luke, are you a buyer?
Roadman.
What was that?
Sure, I have $2.
I mean, how many dictator coin could I invest?
I mean, you don't have to invest. I'll give them to you, baby. I've minted like 10 billion of them. So if you want a million or 10 million, you just let me know.
Does the roadmap link work?
Oh, does anything work? No,
it doesn't.
Nothing works.
It doesn't even
work. It sounds legit. I mean, I'm ready to put my life savings into this. I mean,
let's do it, baby. Let's all do it together. Who's in?
So I want you to know you are not the only one with your own cryptocurrency, dude. We not only did graphic work for Dictator Coin, we decided to go ahead and mint our own. Now, it's not actually minted because we don't have that kind of knowledge and we don't spend that kind of time, but we do spend time on Photoshop. Simon, can you bring up our cryptocurrency?
Hey, I'll make you Cloudy Coin. You want Cloudy Coin?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, pieces of silver, man.
Hold on. I got to pause this. Why is Dictator Coin gold, but Cloudy Coin is silver?
No, it's platinum.
I thought it was platinum, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So why is it, like, why can anybody, like, mint their own thing? Like, you're severely devaluing this in my head right now. Like, it sounds like anybody can do this.
I mean, governments do it. Why not?
That's true.
Hey, that's political. Isn't that political?
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Drink.
Yes.
So how does that work? Or like anybody can mint their own coin?
Oh yeah.
What is that?
I mean, you can mint them for anything you want, right? Like in NFTs, no one really knows what they're actually used for. But I think you could use NFTs for like really cool membership kinds of things. Like you don't have to mint a billion. You could just mint like 100 of them. And then if you're like an NFT holder for Cloudy Coin, you get access to like certain things. Wouldn't that be cool? There's a platform called Luma, L-U-M-A. luma.co, luma.co. And if you own a particular NFT, so I could create my own community and then say, in order to get into this, you have to own one of my NFTs to be able to like be eligible to get into it. So like you could do something like a Cloudy Coin. It's like your badged entry. Tell me that's not cool. Yeah.
So you're saying there's uses for this stuff that is beyond just like BS scamming monkey pictures. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. That's the number one use case.
Okay. I didn't want to miss out on, like, you know, the obvious stuff, right? Like, you know, just in case.
But I mean, I don't know. Think about it less like crypto and think about it more like math, right? Like if I have an encrypted signature of some kind that authenticates it, something as me or something as that created what that was from me, right? There's all kinds of stuff you could do with that. Like what if I took medical records and I like used an NFT to prove it was mine? Or again, like memberships is another good example, right? So I have a tradable membership as an NFT and I want to sell it and give it to someone else that wants membership into that thing, right? But yeah, I mean, let's be honest. O'Connor Swalm in the house. There he is. We've been talking about him enough. He had to show up.
I bet he's wearing a freaking Finn shirt too, jerk. And Reed wearing a Finn shirt, Riggs wearing a Rich. So, and just so you know, I think Riggs caught right on. I was trying to give you money. But no, I'll take for free. That's the kind of nice guy he is, Riggs. Not everybody's about like charging money for their sexy photos. Like, you know, it's some people are just nice about it.
I'm for reals. If someone wants to be a Dictator Coin millionaire, all you got to do is message me your BEP20 wallet, which is like a Binance wallet, which I lost everyone in here already. But if you want to do that, I will make you a billionaire.
But if you want to catch up on what the hell any of this means, we'll put the link to Wes's channel. So you can go actually learn.
Shucks.
I will say, when I go watch the stuff on your channel, I can like follow along more easily. Like sometimes I watch John Hammond's channel and I realize I have no idea what the fuck he's doing.
That's because like, John Hammond is like way up here.
Yeah. He's not. I can tell you one time. So
that's like master's degree.
No. it was if there was a PhD for PhDs. Like it. So IT Nation 2018, 2019, Slago was there. I'm sitting with Chris, with Kyle Hanselvin. Who am I missing? Chris, Kyle, somebody else is there. And we're sitting there, and the four of these guys, including Slagle, just start talking about like Pokemon hacking or JTAG bullshit, something. I like to think I'm kind of a smart guy, but I didn't understand shit they were talking about. It was like so far over my head. So like,
I got one better for you.
What? Oh, John was the other one. I feel bad.
So on the way last November, on the way to Channel Partners in Vegas, had a direct flight from Miami.
And a direct flight?
Flight. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's good rum. It's very good.
Okay, cool.
So my wife comes with me as well, Brittany, who also works with us. And I'm sitting in the middle chair because then I had this other guy that was to my right. He proceeded to talk to me about crypto the whole flight. A 7 a.m. flight. And you know what I learned?
Nothing.
I learned that I don't really want to know anything about crypto at that point.
I mean, but those of you who have hung out with Danny, and Danny, my cousin, I've known him my entire life. We're same age. His birthday was Monday. So raise a glass to Danny. Yay, happy birthday. We're not going to sing.
So, everybody.
Damn, dude.
I just want to make sure. It's an important occasion.
Hey, don't you freaking poor shame me, Connor Swalm. Shit.
am I going to go have to put my tech bar shirt on now, Ray? Mm-hmm.
Yes, dude. You know, I have like serious FOMO because I don't have my Finn shirt. But whatchamacallit? But like Danny is that guy that will sit down and talk to you. And his stories they do have a beginning, a middle, and an end. They're just never in that order. Nor are they next to each other in any way, shape, or form.
I don't disagree.
It is like if Willy Wonka was drunk and told you a story. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
So I would say that 7 a.m. flight, that's you know, karma right there.
But in my defense, I did just say a very quick story.
You did. Actually, you're getting much better at it.
All right.
And Keith says, happy birthday, super rich cousin Danny. Can you tell me where the super rich comes from?
Oh, you know, Keith, he likes to show cars, his new cars, his new lawn. His
badass house that he got.
His house.
Yeah, man.
You know, his 100-foot yacht, all that stuff.
His PhD degree.
And I'm showing him the house that we're having built up in Tampa.
Right.
And he's like, oh, looks good. And then I showed him, like, the pool that we were looking to get and all that stuff. So now I'm super rich cousin Danny.
Is your outside still on your inside? Because it was still dirt.
No, they moved the outside to the inside, and they started this week. So
nice.
So happy about it.
Looking forward to it. You're moving.
That's
over.
A framing, like the interior framing, like the roof's up and everything.
He's moving over your way, Russ. He's going over Tampa or Paris or something like that.
Solely for the highlight. That's the only reason.
The highlight and the crypto, right?
Can't go wrong with the highlight.
All right, Simon, you got a game for us? What's going on, dude?
Yeah, so we are going to put our crypto knowledge to test. We're going to go ahead and play Which Crypto Is It? Rules are very simple. This is multiple choice. Wes, I know you played this before in the last episode that you're on.
Wes beat us last time. Wes, like, cleaned the floor with us last time we did this.
It's like if he was, like, a crypto YouTuber or something.
Yeah, it's like he knows his shit. Ain't you just stick to security and training and, you know, normal shit that your insurance that you're highly qualified for?
Yeah, insurance now. Yep.
So the rules are very simple. I'm going to show you guys a picture of a cryptocurrency, and you guys are going to have to guess which is the name of the currency.
So the picture is real. We just got to figure out which the name. Okay.
One of the four names is real.
What does vaquita mean, Simon?
Come on, dude.
Hey. That's a little dolphin, right?
Is it vaquita? This is
the what?
Is it vaquita?
That'd be cool if it was.
Vaquita?
It could be.
Yeah, I want to be clear. Simon doesn't know the answer to his own questions, just so you know.
We're gonna go first with Riggs. Riggs, judging from the picture, or if you actually know the crypto,
dude, nobody knows this crypto.
Which Indiana it is?
The right answer is probably B, but I'm just gonna have to go with C. I mean,
I'll go wild card and say A because I mean, the key is, and I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's the. Spanish, one of the names for what I see in front of me here.
So, you want to try pronouncing that one, Luke?
Vaquita?
So, that actually means cow?
Yeah. So.
Close. I hear sharks are the cows of the sea.
Baby cow.
Baby cow. You want to get into baby cow again? Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Connor says he's announcing a new product line. He's going to have FinCoin, which I'll probably never get that either because I don't get the shirts. Some bullshit. Vaquita is a small little dolphin in Baja. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Does it have weird teeth like that?
No. It's
no.
Weird, though.
No.
And well, that's Mighty Manatee. That's Glenn. He's in the chat too. So,
Mighty Manatee.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Simon, what is
this? You got to go A.
Sharp.
On this.
I'm going to go with sharp, even though the teeth aren't sharp.
So, Wes, you're going with A?
You got to go with A. I mean, Luke is too smart to like second guess anyway.
That's true.
All right, guys. So, this crypto is actually Vaquita.
Vaquita?
Vaquita, Vaquita.
Bro, you're Colombian. How are you going to say Vaquita?
Vaquita.
Vaquita.
And it goes per 0.0001 cent. All right. Next up, we have this one right here.
I know this one.
You do.
Of course you do.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't.
Yeah.
Luke, you want to take a guess?
Me first again?
Oh, this is definitely going to be a guess. That's definitely going to be a guess.
Oh, there you go. We got Jason answering now. It was J-tagging a phone to repogo. And again, I don't know what the fuck that means. So
it's like that didn't help us, Jason.
Yeah. Thanks, Jason. I got enough of the context from that one. That makes sense. That's a little nuts of all the things you want to do to Pokemon Go. Okay, fine.
So I know J-tagging. I know that's what the jumpers. I get that part. I don't know what the pogo part has to do unless you're bouncing on a stick with a
spring. Probably something with bouncing around or like revisiting a place to re-trigger something in the game. Who knows? I'm going to just go on a wild card here and say D. Because I got no clue what this is.
It wasn't until Carrie said something that I saw the eagle.
Yeah, you didn't see it. I saw an eagle.
I was looking so hard.
It's no eagle fan karate or
anything. Yeah, no, it's, you know, strike first.
I'm going to say Aragon.
Put us out of our misery. Come on.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've covered Aragon on my channel before. The problem is I don't remember what it looks like. That's why I was like, oh, I know this one. I mean, I think the obvious choice ought to be Eagle Coin because it's definitely an eagle. But I just got to go Aragon.
Yeah, remember Firefox is a red panda. It's not a fox for their logo. So it doesn't.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that? The Firefox browser? It's a red panda.
No.
Yeah. Swear to God, dude, it is.
I refuse to believe.
I don't know how it got conspiracy. To that, but it's absolutely so. And I was just talking about this on Dispatch today. We were talking about TikTok that Microsoft found a 0 day. And my favorite things on TikTok is looking at red pandas because red pandas are like 2 feet tall and they look like little teddy bears. And when they feel threatened, they put their paws up and they look fucking adorable. So I mean, they're like,
there's so many TikToks.
It's so fucking. And Michelle thinks instead of cat videos, I just watch red pandas. They're fucking great. But yeah, Firefox is a red panda. I'm going to take a stab and I'm going to go with the unpopular answer. I'm going to go Metadium. Is Metadium even a real coin, Wes?
Never heard of it.
All right, so it's probably not a real coin.
You never know. There's a lot of coins. Man.
You couldn't back
There's a whole lot of coins these days.
There's a lot of coins.
What is it, Simon?
So you guys were right. It is Aragon. Yes.
Damn.
Ooh, dollar figures.
Even when Wes doesn't know, he knows. That's some shit.
That's well, crazy. I just had to guess it because, like, next time, Simon, if you really want to throw me off, pick like fairly I don't know, but are those all actual coins?
Yeah. Yeah. They
are. Okay. So you did. Okay.
See, like the first thing I would do is I would take the coin name, go to your YouTube channel, and search that name. And if you don't have a video, I'd do that. Like,
Wes, I have a question.
I guarantee you, we didn't do that much research.
So far, out of all the options for answers, you only knew one of them. On the last
two of them.
No, you got two.
No. I'm saying like in general, like if he's heard of these coins before, like A, B, C, or D.
Well, there's no FinCoin. That doesn't exist.
Well, I know that.
Oh, yeah. The first one was the only one that had fake coins.
Okay.
I'm going to go find Crypto Boy and get him to mint a coin for me. No, kidding.
Well, here's an example of this one, though, Danny. I know Cosmos really well because I own a lot of it. But I don't know what A, B, and D are.
Okay.
So I can tell you for sure, and I won't spoil it, if that is Cosmos's logo or not. I can, but I won't tell you.
Well, I'd bet money now that it isn't. So I'm just reading the poker face.
Well, you know how we do this? We have Wes answer first. If he says Cosmos, that's it.
Yeah, Wes, don't be wrong.
All right, I'm going to go first. I'm going to guess Kratos.
He could take the L just to throw us off. Sorry. He's got two wins, bro. He could take the L to throw us off. He's still winning this.
Oh, I'm not that smart, man.
I don't believe that for a second. All right, Luke. Rich. What do you think, Luke?
Going with Kratos, getting a bit of a Greek vibe with this.
That's what I'm thinking.
Choice of the design on the left side with the leaves. So I'm going with B.
Riggs?
Yep. So Kratos is
come on.
Just because of the logo too.
See, we got a Connor agreeing you're playing 5D chess. We got a Carrie saying it's B. I don't know, dude. Simon, Danny.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Cosmos because thinking it on the other way, if you look on the right side, it's kind of like an orbit.
That's what I'm looking at. You got like the orbit thing. You got the worlds, right? You got the. So I'm definitely going Kudos. Yeah.
All right. So this is actually Kratos. So Wes is 3 for 3.
That was a pure guess, though. Other than I knew it's not Cosmos.
Yeah, your pure guess is you're 3 for 3, dude. Like, what the
Cosmos is awesome.
Your educated guess is better than any of ours.
It's like humble brag. I don't even pay attention. I'm better than you.
This one, not all are real. There's only one that's real.
I was expecting this to be bulldozed.
Wait, only one is real?
Only one is
then
real.
I know what it is.
Damn. Simon, you don't give me tips. Like, what the hell, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you say
only, tip for everyone.
No, but yeah, but you go to the guy that actually
I'm sitting there begging, like, what band, like, what music style was reading, and you're like, I'm not telling you anything. And now you're giving, like, tips to Wes. Like, what is that, dude?
You know, I think Wes should go first again.
He's a dictator. Tim has a good answer. I'm not going first. I wish I could answer that question. Is it Perch? But unfortunately, my non-disclosures prevent me from answering that.
Well, can you disclose if you were paid in crypto coin for Perch?
For what?
For what?
For Perch.
No, we were expressly prohibited from minting coins.
Oh yeah, no joke. That what we joked about it so much, our investors made it put it in our docs that we would not do like a crypto coin of some kind for Perch. No
that's,
joke.
That's awesome. That's funny shit. All right,
I'm gonna go with
Isaac. So Isaac, is this pronounced Hoge or Hoagie?
Hoge, like Doge, but Hoge.
Like Doge,
Hoge, like Doge. Hoge. Hoge.
Okay, but
say no, Hoagie, 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 like what? Sandwich logo, like come on,
right?
So that's what we're going with, Hoge?
Yeah, we're going with Hoge.
I'll go with Hoge.
So you guys all think it's Hoge? All of you?
Yeah, it's a Hoge.
Yeah, it is Hoge.
This is where Wes is like, you're stupid. It's not. It's bulldog.
So Wes is 4 for 4.
Wait, okay, here we go. Here we go. Wait, you already have Daya in it. Is this?
You failed.
Simon, what was the last one,
fake.
Dude?
That's fake.
Huh?
That's not a
really
it
was Hoge.
Oh, it's
Hoge.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
you didn't say anything. You just went.
I did. I said you guys were right. Hoge.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but now yeah. I don't.
Thanks
I mean,
for the reminder, scorekeeper.
Dick.
This next one, though, I've never seen it. Never heard of it. And this all of those
that's
options.
Fake. That's fake.
That's funny.
Fake.
I hope that's
fake.
Real.
That's fake.
I'm going to go deposit fake. Money in that one. That
I'm going to go E, none of the above. It's fake. I'm going with fake. It's fake. That's not real.
Is that an option?
It literally hasn't cracked.
I like Gary calling out the obvious. That's a dripping butt. Yes. Yes, Gary, it's a dripping butt.
It is. Very astute.
This is fake. That's fake, bro.
I mean, let's say Daya on it. I'm just saying.
So I don't think it's C because it's not a star. You know what I mean? Like, even these crypto dudes ought to know.
It's A, isn't it?
It's a planet.
A. Yeah, I'm going to go A.
Got to be.
A? So you guys are going with it or which one?
It's the reason they're winning with this one.
So it is. Well,
wait, I didn't.
It
guess.
It was a real coin.
I didn't even get to guess, but I.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would have spent money on diarrhea coin. I'm just saying.
And then we have one last one, which actually one of our employees, right, at MSP Media Network, created. Baloney coin. That's the crypto of the day.
Wait, MSP Media Network has less than 7 people, so I should be able to call this out.
So yeah, it's pretty easy to cut it out.
Are we hyping this one? Is this like a scam coin we can hype and then go to jail?
I'm trying to figure out like who has the knowledge to like mint their own coin. If like this is
it's
legit,
not hard.
Like,
dude. If I can do it, trust me, anybody
Wes,
can do it.
Wes has it. Wes knows how to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right you say easy. I'm thinking like J tagging a phone for Repogo or whatever the hell that was supposed
right.
to be.
Right. I don't even know what those words mean, and I can mint coins. So trust me, you guys can.
I actually have the video of the creator, Ray.
Oh, do
which
you?
I can show you.
Oh, see that would matter.
I can show you who.
And how do you pronounce that, Simon?
Baloney coin.
Oh, okay.
But what's that? That's not baloney down there. It looks like a half-eaten fortune cookie or something.
Right? Or like a...
Have you ever fried bologna?
Cut pizza?
Yeah, it's nasty. Bologna? It's like that pink meat with the red strip around it.
So,
yes.
So you have to slice in order to keep it from like bowling on you. So that's
what I get. What? I get where you're coming from. Somebody smart enough. Yeah. Yeah. Was it Tony?
That's what you have to do.
So this is actually
the
creator
shit.
Of Baloney Coin. Our friend Chill New.
We do have
what is going on?
It's I, Ponus Balonis, and I have returned to announce the release of my own cryptocurrency, Baloney Coin.
Baloney Coin.
Oh, hell no. Not you again. I thought we got rid of your ass.
Fear not, my friend Neil. I have returned just in time to let you in on the ground floor of Baloney Coin.
Baloney Coin.
I really prefer honey ham over bologna.
This is not actual meat. This is just the name of my electron.
So if you guys want to check out Baloney Coin and purchase it, hit up Chill Neil He's a big friend of the
Phil Neal is a close person, a close personal friend of Phil, our media editor, and he serves as assistant producer and producer on our shows. So yeah,
way to go, Phil! You're here.
I'm in.
Yeah,
Marge will be terrified.
It's
now.
Better than that entropy coin.
True. That's that. Yeah, the website works. You know, I'll give it that much. All right. So, what do we got? We got the More You Know lightning round. Is that what we're doing here, Simon?
We could definitely do that.
I don't know. You run the show. I drink.
You run that was like 40 minutes ago. So, the next thing that we have, so we do have a lightning round just to get our. For us to know our guests better. So I'm gonna ask a question each, and you guys are gonna have to give the first answer that comes to mind. So Wes, favorite day of the week?
Thursday.
Riggs, what condiments do you add to your hot dog?
Ketchup.
Get the fuck out.
Can we kick him?
I can judge. I'm allowed to judge.
I judge.
Luke, pineapples on pizza or no?
Hell no.
My man. All right.
Oh, what the hell's the matter with you?
Okay, Riggs, you got to get the fuck out of here, bro. I love you, dude, but you got to, like, what is this shit?
I like it too, man. You're two for two, but. Well, he likes it. I like it.
Oh, you like it because he likes it. I got you. You got the man crush going on. I got you. The bromance.
Hey, you accept that invite there, Ring?
All right. Keep this rolling, man. Keep this rolling.
All right. Number five. Wes, what's the last song you listened to?
Have you ever seen The Rain by, what's their names? Creedence Clearwater.
That's cool.
Have you ever...
All right. I love that song.
Riggs, favorite city in the U.S. besides the one that you live in?
I would probably have to say Tampa.
Tampa. All right. Nobody's favorite city.
I'm telling you, man. That's random places.
All right. Number seven. Luke, would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Animals.
That's a hard one.
If I can speak every language in the world, it means I can read every complaint in the world. Just listen to the
animals. You can speak to every animal. To every human?
No. Oh, no. So here's my thing. I go on Facebook, and I see there's a lot of people I understand I don't want to talk to. Like, but I've never seen a red panda where I'm like, I want to have a conversation with that dude. I'm going to be like, what's up?
Okay. What is the thought process behind this?
So it's like, okay, so you know, what is it? Black bears, not brown bears. Brown bears, they attack you, you're dead. Black bears, though, when they come toward you, you make yourself big, and that's how you scare them away. Yes, it's a thing.
I'm not trying that, ever.
Okay, what are you going to do? If you back away, they're going to chase you.
I will just never be in an environment
That's not how that works. That's not.
All right, that's fair.
Come, okay. Just come to Colorado.
Yeah, but there's bears in Colorado.
Yeah, I know. We can bait them. It's fine.
It's okay. Yeah,
see, I know the drill. You feed them tourists.
Wouldn't every language include animalese? I think Isaac's on a whole separate level.
Isaac, you're like here, we're here.
Speaking of Colorado, Isaac may be here. I don't know.
All right. Wes, favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving. Easy.
I do like Thanksgiving.
You don't like Thanksgiving?
No, I do. I do. I love Thanksgiving. I mean, just eating.
I was about to take.
I love my family. But
don't say but. You know.
No. I love my family. Period. Next sentence. However, my family together has a lot of disparate. It's complicated. I'm just saying some things are problematic. I love my family. That Danny, back me up. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
All right.
But it's so bad. Definitely not Thanksgiving for me. No. All right. Riggs, favorite beer?
Fat Tire.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Fat Tire.
Luke, invisibility or super strength?
Oh, have to go with strength.
Super strength. Nice. Wes, favorite child TV show?
Favorite TV show?
Show?
Childhood TV show.
I guess, like, He-Man, probably, or G.I. Joe. Probably G.I. Joe.
Okay. Riggs.
Hold on. I want to call something out here because Wes said in chat he bets alligators kill more people than bears. And I Googled this, and like most internet research, I took the first website, and I'm using that answer. So, Riggs, what's your bet here? Alligators or bears? Who kills more?
Riggs and I have talked about this. By like an order of magnitude.
Yeah, Riggs and I have talked about this. We had a big argument over whose state is more dangerous.
By orders of magnitude, okay. Luke, what say you, dude?
I say drop bears kill more people than alligators or bears in the day.
I mean, yeah.
But don't forget, Florida man happens to live in Florida where alligators are. So this introduces some entropy into the discussion.
But Florida has bears too. It's not like we don't have bears.
True. But we have like so, little black bears, like those little ones.
Which I'm sure is absolutely legit. Alligators kill one person per year.
And which already happened this year in Tampa.
Right. And then bears kill one person per year.
So they're even. Okay. Huh.
Now, so they say bears are extremely skittish. I know for a fact polar bears are not scared of shit.
Oh, no, they don't.
So care. I'm going to call BS on that. But
how do you know that for a fact? Did you get in a fight with polar bears?
Oh, yeah, it's well documented, dude. Yeah. Watch some Discovery Channel.
And honestly, you watch Lost. Remember, the polar bear always attacked
me. Yeah, no, I watched. So Discovery Channel, Danny thinks Lost is like one of the best shows ever.
What do you read that? Let's go with the next
consensus question. Here. We have very intelligent people on this show. Luke, back me up here. You're a man of culture and intelligence. You're a man of the people.
He's gonna say, never
the TV show Lost. 1 to 10. Like, where would you rank it? 1 to 10 best shows of all time.
Lost.
Yeah.
Two.
I wouldn't say best.
This man is not unemployed for a little bit longer.
That's the worst. All right, that's fine. Fantastic.
Riggs,
Luke, I really hope you get a job.
Riggs, I know you put ketchup on your hot dog and pineapple on your pizza, but this is your redemption moment.
Okay.
10? Dude, you will never be on the show again. Wes?
Like, I don't understand the question. Because
do you think... Go ahead.
Why can't you just ask if it was a good show? Say that. Not a top show of all time. No. There's so many things.
Okay.
Because I want to qualify.
So here's the thing. Season one, I binged it, right? That's probably the very first show I ever binged. Like, seriously, the very first show I binged. And then season two is kind of like, all right, yeah. Season three is like, what? Four? And didn't it get to like 5 seasons, I think? And I just lost. I didn't make any sense, man. I couldn't follow it.
You lost interest in Lost? I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You had a,
but like the idea of like getting lost on an island and what happened and how did they survive the plane crash was awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. Season one, season two, very watchable. Season, everything beyond that, fucking suck. The last season suck balls. You know, so it is what it is. All right. And Isaac says Lost was good TV while you're watching it, then it sucked. Yeah. So, and I invite you guys to watch, you know, Discovery Channel because they bought HBO and now they're killing all the HBO shows because they're dick faces. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. What's the next question, Simon?
Okay, so the next question is for Rig. If you could travel back in time, what period would you go to?
Man, I would probably go back to probably like the 20s, right? Because that's like the tail end of the Industrial Revolution.
When you can't drink alcohol?
Wait, you're going to go to the Great Depression time period where Keith was a young man and you can go to, Prohibition? This is the winner for you?
Because you had all kinds of great things coming up in the early 20s, right? You know, flight was catching on and being this really kick-ass thing. You know, the Industrial Revolution had already transformed everything. You know,
try again.
There was no head clappers. You just want to go back in time so you can buy at the bottom of the dip. That's what you're really trying to do. I see your game.
Oh, wait.
Hey, don't judge.
I think the brilliant Tim Fournette called it. He's talking about the 2020s, not the 1920s.
No, okay.
All right, I can respect that.
I could buy the dip and time my FEG purchases a little better.
They don't even know what Feg is, man. Buy a little steel. Hey, tell your Feg story of how you paid off your car with the crypto I told you about.
That I did. So Wes, we were texting one day. I was on vacation. We were snowmobiling up in Buena Vista, Colorado. And he's like, "Hey, there's this amazing new crypto out there. You should drop some cash on it." So he convinced me to drop like $1,000 on it. And so what? Like 3 months later, I totally forgot I had put money in it. And like 3 months later, he's like, "Hey, have you seen the price of Feg?" And at that point, my $1,000 had turned into what, like $15,000, Wes?
I think it's more than that, right?
Well, yeah. So, but over the course of the next few days, that son of a bitch went as high as $65,000. Wow. And I finally bowed out at $32,000 on the way down. I'm like, fuck it, I'm paying off my car.
Yep. And then guess what this genius did? This genius is like, "We're waiting, baby. It's going up to $100,000. I'm going to be rich."
What's it at now?
I don't know. Let me check so I can embarrass myself as a YouTuber that follows crypto. Hold on. I'm about to tell you. My Feg is currently worth.
Right? It's like trading stocks. It's a series of bets.
It's gambling money, man. It's all gambling money.
It's is it going to focus? It won't focus. But $1,600. I'm still $600 up.
That's a win.
But it's not $30,000.
I mean, I have some Bitcoin from like 2013, where like one of my clients got ransomware. Yes, I sucked as an MSP. No, I'm kidding. It happened. And their bank wouldn't let them do the transaction to get Bitcoin at the time to pay it off. Yes, they paid it off. It was a law firm. Don't hate me. We were younger and dumber. I had to do the transaction. I got the money for them. They let me keep the balance of it. And I've had that ever since. And it's actually not bad. So it's just sitting there.
The FINRA nightmare, in order to even entertain. So FINRA is kind of like the gatekeeper for banking regulations and legal.
Right.
The nightmare and even looking at standing up an organization that would be able to pay ransomware is just absolutely overbearing. Wes knows this. Him and I looked into this seriously back.
No comment.
Right.
I have no recollection of these facts, Senator.
Yeah, exactly. Once we started looking into it, it's like, yeah, you know what? We're not going to do this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, Simon says if you need to pay some Bitcoin, you know, pay some ransomware, he'll pay for it. He'll front the money. So,
Spring, man.
All right. So moving on. The last question that I have is for Luke. Go to karaoke song.
See, this would have been good for Reed, the rock star.
Oh, yeah. Depends how many drinks in.
4 drinks in.
All right. I'm going to say, yeah, 4. 4 is a good number.
Oh, in that case, 37 Nation Army, just for the fun of it.
What was that?
Seven Nation Army.
There you go. All right.
That's a heat song.
Danny, what would be yours?
You know, it would be Staying Outside.
All right, that's fair. I'll do like Kryptonite. You know, that's good. Ooh, Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. That's dope. Right, I'm down with that.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, or Chocolate Salty Balls, you know, one of the two. All right, Simon, we have some, let's see, what are we going to do here? We're hitting up on 8 o'clock. We have Finish the Plot, or we have Florida, Not Florida. I'm going to give it Dealer's Choice. Let's see, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Luke, pick one. Finish the Plot or Florida, Not Florida. And realize
Florida, not Florida. Here
are Florida men. So
Florida, not Florida.
All right. Do you feel confident in being able to call these out? Which ones? Because these
I'm going to have a blast seeing how this goes. Bring it on.
This isn't like calling crypto. You know, these are for real, you know, these are for real jewels or
So while I get that ready, Wes, before the crypto, before the IT, what was your first job in college while I get the game ready? Your first.
So I was a pirate.
What?
You asked. Wait, I was a pirate.
What?
Wait, hold on. I learned some lessons when I was a pirate. So I worked at, in college, I worked at the Holiday Inn Sunspree Resort in Panama City Beach. And I'm like, you got a job for me? They're like, yeah, you want to work in kids' activities? I'm like, no. Like, well, that's what we have. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll take the job. Yeah, there it is.
Nice. Oh, that's fantastic.
But you know, I learned some things. I was a really damn good pirate, and I learned something that has been true to this day, which is this: as long as you're like making your clients happy, it doesn't matter what you do. And so I would commandeer, they had the Sunspree, I don't know if anyone's ever stayed there, they have like this, the parking lot's across the way, so it's like underneath this tunnel to get there and stuff. So these like big golf carts, they take you to your cars back and forth. And so I was, when I was a pirate, I would kick the golf cart driver off and be like, "Arr, get off the car, you matey." And I would kick him off. And then I'd be like, "Who wants to ride with the pirate?" And they'd all be like, "Yeah, cool. That sounds like fun. Come, jump on, kids." You know, you, and so I'd like pull donuts in the parking lot and like, "Oh, you never thought you'd have donuts in the parking lot from a pirate, eh?" And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I never got in trouble for it because people were like dying laughing. The hotel manager came running out there because I'm literally pulling donuts. And people like barely hanging on to the golf cart, you know, and they're all laughing. They get off and she's glaring at me and she sees everyone laughing and having a good time. The other thing I would do is I'd hide in the bushes. And this is great. So like the dads would get home, they finally get there in their minivan, you know, coming in from like Tennessee and stuff. And they've been driving all day and they're tired and they're mad and they're angry. So I'd hide in the bushes. And I learned like there's one little part in like the pavilion thing where they'd like park and they get out. Yeah, all pirates are British, aren't they? Like I thought they were. And so the dad would get out of the car and he doesn't see me in the bushes. I jump out with my plastic sword, like, "Arr!" The dad would be like, "Whoa!" He'd freak out. He gets so angry with me always. And then like the mom and the kids start dying laughing and he feels guilty. And like, it was so much fun, man. That's back in a better days.
That's awesome.
That's pretty
awesome.
Dope. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what came first, the pirate or the flute? Just so we can get the party going.
The flute, baby. I was doing flute in like seventh grade.
That's a drinking one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But pirate, that's where the chicks are at.
Okay, Simon. So we have and Carrie says, what should we call it? Martin says all pirates are British.
That's not true.
So Martin is both British, where he sounds incredibly intelligent. It's just the accent. He sounds smart. He's not really smart. No, he is. He's very brilliant. He lives in Tampa. So
which is not smart. Man.
Yeah, so it's like I feel like that evens them out back to normal like intelligence level, and that's why we can be friends.
Here's a fun fact. Remember, in our family we actually have a pirate way back when.
What?
Yeah. Oh. You didn't know that?
No, I know we have two popes and a prince and a castle.
What?
We're talking about in your mom's side.
There's a castle Orsini.
On your mom's side. My dad's side.
They're one of the popes we don't talk about because it was problematic with children. But there was another pope and there was a prince. And there's a Catholic.
Wait, religion. You're talking religion.
No, I'm talking.
So we're doing
history.
Florida, not Florida. No.
All right, let's go.
Let's do pirates, not pirates. I mean, Florida, not Florida. Let's.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So we got Florida. While Simon is recharging his batteries there.
That's got to be true.
That pirates get the chicks. I mean, yeah, you get the booty. I get it. All right. What the hell, Simon?
All right, so that was Florida,
dude, wearing
and I'm going to go with Ocala.
Like, I'm hosting this, and you just got to click. Oh, dude.
You misclicked.
Okay, so put up the story.
I was going to say Florida.
Go ahead, Dan. You can read that out, dude.
I would say Florida.
A man in Ocala.
It's got to be Florida.
Jesus, Simon, what are you
Simon, can you help us fire, bro? You're killing me. Man arrested while trying to warn Space Force about battle between aliens and why would dragons be in space?
Well,
yeah. Don't ask logical questions. Florida man does not process logical questions here.
I mean, but there Florida. Has to be. Okay, so I get that they're absolutely balls out crazy. I understand that. But at the same time, there has to be some, like, it's not just they woke up and they're like, "Oh, aliens and dragons, Game of Thrones, whatever." No, there has to be that, like, something clicked. So there was some foundation reality, like some tiny sliver that made them slip. And Because if that, it was that, dragons
that's the
on
kind
Earth,
of rabbit hole, that's the kind of rabbit hole that goes you down conspiracy theories such as Australia is made up of all paid actors and the Earth is flat. And
I mean, yeah. I mean, that was a whole drug. It's flat and we've never been to the moon and all that stuff. Yes. But here's the thing. So it had to be in space. Here's my thought process on it. If it was on Earth, it would have been one of the other four branches, right? It wouldn't be Space Force. Because I don't think Space Force has domain on Earth, even if it was aliens. Like the FBI, like the CIA can't operate on U.S. soil, same thing. Okay, so, well, not supposed to. So I'm thinking this had to be in space, which then the question, does he have a telescope? How did he know?
Space dragons.
Space dragons are fucking cool. They're space whales or space dinosaurs. You know, if you follow Doctor Who, but I think this is fantastic. And of course,
you know what? I know you're focusing a lot on the aliens and dragons part.
Well, that's.
But what got him arrested, though?
How? Oh, that's a good point.
How do you get arrested?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. He must have like gone there.
Yeah,
in Space Force in Colorado.
Well, I mean, we have like two Space Force bases, but isn't the one down there in Tampa now a Space Force base too?
Is there a Space Force base in Tampa? Because that's fucking great.
Oh my God, I'm going.
That would be so phenomenal.
I'm going
too.
To go visit.
I will say, I think we're really overthinking this for a guy on meth. But I like it.
And we're in agreement. This is not a first time meth user. This is this guy's habitual.
We can all agree on that.
All right, Simon, what's the next one, dude? Yeah, that was Ocala. Okay.
Oh my God! Wait, look at the guy.
I
want to
see his picture again. I want to see his picture.
Yeah, let's see the guy's face, please.
Oh yeah, I could believe it.
Patrick is now a Space Force base, by the way.
You look at this guy and you're like, oh yeah, dragons in space. I get it. I get it now.
Yeah, I was
apparently the background on this one is that he used a stolen car and then tried to break into the Patrick Space Force base in order to warn the U.S. government.
Okay.
So that's what Colin.
Also, it wasn't just notifying Space Force of the event.
Okay.
Now, do you think Space Force took it seriously, though? Because it's their job. Their job is space. Like, could you imagine if Space Force is like, no, aliens don't exist? Like, that's their fucking job.
So, here's the thing. Why do we care if it doesn't affect us? I don't care if they battle it out. That's between the aliens and the dragons. Who the fuck cares?
Right? I mean, unless there's a mother of dragons, and then, you know, I'll go talk to
the question is, which studio is buying the movie right now?
Right. Yeah. This is the next Captain America. So, all right, Simon, what's the next story, dude? Man arrested after leaving wife on honeymoon to visit a prostitute.
North Florida. This isn't crazy enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, wait, are they on their honeymoon?
A Florida man. So you have to appreciate this, right? Like I've only been in the United States for, say, since 2015. And so the concept of Florida man is relatively new to me because it's not something you hear about often outside of the shores of this country. And so I've come to appreciate that there's a level of craziness that you must attain before you can even start to contemplate Florida man. This feels like this is someone doing something stupid in Vegas that he's definitely is going to get divorced over and absolutely should lose everything. But it's yet not crazy enough to a Florida man. That's just an outsider's perspective.
So this is new to me. So the first time you heard a Florida man story, like what was the thought that went through your head? Were you like, oh, this sounds like people are crazy, or like there's no way this is true? What was your first thought?
You're making this up and this is the Onion article.
That's awesome. Do you remember your first Florida man story?
Oh, no, I don't. But I remember saying, no, you're telling lies, you're saying bullshit, show me, this can't be real. This is the Onion. This has to be the Onion. It's like, no, I'll find you the real article. And they didn't just find an article. Found me five to prove that this was real and a video clip. Like, this cannot be real. What I knew Florida was crazy, but what is this?
That's awesome. All right. So, whatchamacallit? So, yeah, I mean, vote in chat if you think this is Florida, not Florida. Riggs, we'll go back to you, man. We'll start with you. You think Florida, not Florida?
This is generic enough to be any of the 50 states. I mean, it could be Ohio. Sorry, Slagle. I mean, it could be Florida.
A man that is from Ohio going on their honeymoon in Florida.
Exactly. Again, that's a hell of a drug.
See, that, that's the problem too. We don't know if he's from Florida or if they were in Florida, right? Like,
yeah,
because Florida has like, it's like the Steve Jobs effect, except except with meth. So like, it can affect you being in the proximity of.
It's true.
Well, he's visiting a prostitute. Does he know the prostitute?
Well, you don't have to know a prostitute to visit a prostitute. Why? I imagine that means engage in a transaction. That doesn't mean like he went to go, hey, Sally, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. Like, that wasn't like a nice family visit, even though it's not clear. And then, Wes, you say this is Florida.
I don't need to go to my insurance agent to buy insurance. So,
yeah, I mean, is there prostitute insurance? No, I don't know. Anyway, all right, Simon or Danny, you said not Florida?
Oh man, yeah, not Florida. Not
Ooh, that's a good question, Luke. Is there a Florida man equivalent outside of the U.S.?
Stephen, can here's my thing. One.
Here's my answer: Australia.
Yeah, all I was about to say Australia too, because like Florida is basically mini Australia in every single way.
It's true.
Except we're like in Australia, anything. No offense, literally, Luke. All the animals will kill you. In Florida, it's all the people will kill you. Right?
Yeah. I said this before. I refuse to believe Australia exists. Until I've actually been there with all the craziness.
There. You can fly there. You're going to die. You could fly there, though. Are you saying
have any of you been to Australia?
Oh, see? There you go. Yeah.
Paid actor. Paid actor.
There we go. There we have it.
I don't think you've been to Australia because you're not dead, Luke. So it's not true.
You came back in one piece.
Yeah. There you go. It. Pull that this Russian comment up from day. Isaac. Yeah. I think Russia.
It would totally be Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, Russia. That's good. Yeah. Okay. All right, Simon, what is this? Of course, it's Florida.
Hillsborough.
Damn, dude.
Hillsborough.
Hillsborough. Dang.
Is that like the which version of like.
That's my hometown, baby.
I died, but I got better. Nice carry.
Hey, girl. Good. Look at
So, all I hear from this is we need to host a tech bar in Australia. And Luke needs to go show us around. That's what I just heard.
I mean,
I'm going to be remote because I'm not dying. I'm not stupid. I'm not the guy that hears the noise upstairs and then goes upstairs to check it out. I'm the guy outside.
I'll be boots on the ground.
Yeah. 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 I'll miss you. Wes, you don't mind being my co-host now on for Tech Bar, right?
Like, I got you. So, I got you.
Thanks, bro. All right. Apparently, to everyone in the U.S., I'm from Australia. Does that count?
Only if you make me a Vegemite sandwich, yes.
All right. Oh, Vegemite. Ew. All right. I've tasted that. Not good. All right. Pilot threatens to turn plane around if passengers. Okay, I saw this story. This was Spirit, right? Southwest. Oh, of course it was Southwest. There you go. all right. Riggs, will go backwards. What do you say?
So, I mean, all right. So it was on Southwest. I mean, Kevin Smith doesn't hate Southwest anymore. So, man,
first available seats,
right? I'm going to say no.
You say not Florida.
Not Florida.
And I saw the story. I just didn't notice where it was from. I saw the video. Like, I saw it on TikTok. That shit was funny. I thought it was like fake. Like, they were just doing a fake voiceover, and then I saw all the stories everywhere else. And, yeah. Wes?
I mean, I've been wrong already twice now, I think. No, the first one I guessed Florida. I'm 1-1.
Yeah, this isn't crypto,
I think Simon's playing tricks on us. I think they're all Florida, man, so I'm going Florida.
Oh, you think my team got lazy and just picked all Florida stories?
Well, I just think, you know.
Simon's like, yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, I'm going Florida.
This is how he does his research. Florida man.
So wait a minute. I have a question here. So Luke's saying you got to spread it thin like a bit of butter. No, dude. Like, there's no. You smell.
Yeah, it is. It is. Trust me. Still treating it like PB, and you know, like peanut butter and jelly. Like, you're not supposed to put it on thick. It's supposed to be a little bit on hot toast. And you put a little.
That's like telling me if you spread diarrhea coin thin, it's not as bad. Like, I'm not in, dude. So,
but I have a question. Sandwich. Yeah.
Says Marmite. Is Marmite a thing? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it is. It's a British thing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
It's weird. It's like a, I don't know what it's like a spread of, I don't know.
You put it's used to. It's used to. Go. Correct.
Terry says, no wonder the animals kill you. Now that people eat it. The window. I can see that. The dropper is like, you motherfucker. Like, I can totally see that. All right, I don't even know where the fuck we were. All right. So, Wes, you said this is Florida?
Why not?
Okay. Luke?
Yeah, Florida.
I don't think this is Florida. Danny, I'll let you
know. I'm going to say no, not Florida. Not Florida. No,
I don't think this is Florida. We can't figure out technology all that well. Yeah. All right, we're going to play the video.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stop sending. See, I don't, whatever. I was going to make a comment that probably get me canceled, so I'll stop.
Cancel culture.
Yeah,
LA.
It was Los Angeles. That makes sense. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. I could see that.
Technology is terrible. Why do we even use technology?
Why is that a thing? Why, like, if you're proximity, you can send this shit out.
I saw this one.
You're a Tesla guy.
I saw
this. Is why. What's
this? I didn't know who it was, though.
All right, Tesla driver. Danny, you read this one.
Tesla driver paid $400 to implant his car keys in his hand.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, he just like touches it and
yeah. I mean, there's people that do that, and to be clear, I would totally fucking do that. Like, I'm totally down.
Honestly, the easiest way to get in your car is through your phone.
I mean, so I would
you
believe
just have it on you, and then it on.
That's not the easiest way. I walk up to my car with my key in my pocket. My door's open.
Well, if you were to get the X, like you were going to, it actually opens the door for you. Just so you know,
I don't.
Here's the thing, guys. I would believe that this is Florida Man if it were like Florida Man paid $400 to implant his El Camino keys or something like that. But we're jumping into Tesla here.
This is the El Camino doing that. I got you.
Yeah, you can't roll coal in a Tesla. It's not Florida.
Yeah, it's not Florida.
No, not Florida.
Not Florida.
I
believe that. So we're saying this is universally not Florida. Any dissenters in the chat? Anybody saying Florida? No? All right.
It's not Florida.
I'm going to go Florida. Why not? Yeah. Drag to move. Come on.
Cleveland.
Wait. So he had it like implanted in his wrist, like here?
Yeah. It's dumb. It's stupid.
People do that though. They put a little NFC chip and they do that all the time.
For $400, buy a phone.
Why?
Because it just connects to Bluetooth.
But you lose your phone. You don't lose your hand mostly, unless you're in Florida.
That's just asking for someone to walk.
Or in Australia.
That's true.
With a flipper zero just for fun.
Oh, they even make a kit for it.
Yeah. It's
brilliant.
That's what I'm saying. People do that with locks and stuff, like so you can like get in a house.
Yeah, and this guy looks like he really knows what he's doing. Wow.
Oh yeah, he's definitely got tetanus or something after this.
Yeah.
But it's cool. You can get your Tesla key and your nipple piercings at the same shop.
In his skin. Why is there no blood?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. What a dumbass. Well, I mean, when you get an IV here, there's not blood, right?
I'm fairly sure
that's a three or a Y. That's not even the expensive one.
But it's reprogram. I'm sure it's reprogrammable.
Oh no! Wait a minute.
If it's reprogrammable, we could have fun with the NFC app and just
see this. This actually worries me and reminds me of a story way back when I think Mercedes-Benz was experimenting with fingerprints, and I think and as far as the story goes is that the gang that was stealing cars just cut his hand off so they could get the fingerprint to put against the biometric reader back before they were doing like tests to verify that the thumbprint was real. And like I just look at that and I go, you're gonna end up with a lot of lost hands. This is not good.
Yeah. I'll just stick to tiles. I'll just stick to, you know, I'll stick to the one thing. All right, we got the last one, Florida, not Florida. Let's see what we got here. Simon, what do you got? Man arrested after falling asleep on sofa of home. Police say he burnt. That, dude, that could be any of the 50 states. I'm just saying, who hasn't done that drunk?
Yeah, but only a Florida man.
Not me, right? Not just me? So, Wes, you seem like you've done this before.
Yeah.
You had a really rowdy, like, fluting session. Is that what it is, fluting?
I've done this.
We'll go with you.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like getting down with his bad self, and like he was just, they rocked out and finally passed out. And I could see this happening. So, Wes, what do you think, dude?
I mean, I'm with you. It could be anywhere. But if you think about it, we had two Florida, two not Florida, right? So
look at this guy with the
this
map.
This is a tiebreaker.
He's got to end with Florida. Map. You don't do something this choice and not end on Florida. So Florida.
Yeah, it's got Florida. That is a fair point.
This guy is playing the odds.
Trying to get meta here.
He's going meta. Did you see it? Did you figure out Lost, They Were Dead before anybody else said it?
No, dude. I don't ever guess movies.
Oh, I do all the time. My wife hates it. I do like 30 minutes in. I'm like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to be the plot twist. This is the ending. And she's like, she gets mad.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're going to so watch mad. It.
She gets, oh, I still watch it. I like
stories. No, I'm talking about Simon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Bro, Simon, I can't imagine the IMDb of movies you haven't seen or shows you haven't seen. Watch Scrubs before Lost. You won't be disappointed. All right. And then Firefly and then Serenity. All right, Luke. Florida, not Florida, dude.
Ooh.
We should be Florida or Florida. Like, that should be the options.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go not Florida on this one.
All right. Mike?
I'm going Florida. It has to be. I mean, who the hell passes out on a couch after they've broken in?
I mean, if you're drunk, you get a sandwich, right? And then you get some aspirin, you lay down, you go to sleep.
Jeez.
Also, how do you burglarize it if you fall asleep? Did you really burglarize it if you fell asleep? Well, like,
I mean, once you've entered, that's the
that's breaking and entering. That, but
breaking and entering is burglarized.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
So. Breaking in, the act of gaining entry without threat of violence is burglary.
So is it possible that this guy was so drunk that he went in there thinking it was his house?
That's what I'm saying. It could happen. Dude, I've been in cars where like I'm sitting in a car waiting for somebody and like somebody else gets into my car. And this is before Uber. This was like 15 years ago. And people would get in my car and then scream like I'm in their car. Like I've had that happen in Hialeah.
What the hell are you hanging out at, Ray?
Listen, sometimes you go on your honeymoon and you want to go out for... No, I'm kidding.
That's a life of a DJ in the 90s. I'm just saying.
You're not wrong, dude. You're not wrong. All right. What do you say, Danny?
I'm going to go with Wes's theory. I'm going to say Florida on this.
Yeah. Yeah, Keith, there's a reason we only do this till 8:30, dude. We do not last long afterwards. I'm going to go Florida. I'm going to say this is Florida. Just because I'm going to go with Wes, like this is Florida, not Florida, to cap out on the Florida thing. I got faith in you, Wes. Don't do
I'm
me wrong.
I'm feeling Florida here.
Simon, what is this?
So this is actually Sarasota.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where I'm moving. Where I'm near.
But you're not you're moving to Parrish.
Yeah, which is closer to Sarasota.
Oh, so why do you keep saying Tampa? Tampa's not Sarasota, bro.
Because nobody says they're like, when you live Sarasota, in Homestead, Sarasota. You say Miami.
No, you don't. You say Homestead.
You're the shame.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I would have liked to see the person. So he was in, the Bradenton Herald, 29-year-old Timothy Bonrager. Okay, that's a good fucking name. Rested Saturday morning. He went out drinking Friday night. Absolutely. Living room, I can barely read this shit. Glasses don't work. Drinking's hard. Unlike the slot, he went through an unlocked sliding glass door in the back of the house. I can live with this. This is not crazy.
This probably reminds me of an incident down in DC where a guy broke into a Subway shop just to make himself a sub.
Yeah, I there's nothing here that's crazy to me personally.
It's Keith.
I mean, Keith, super rich cousin Danny is moving to the exclusive neighborhood in his mansion. Yeah. Oh, and freaking Wes is bringing up alligator death stories.
I tried to post it in YouTube chat and it blocked it. It's like, that's enough Florida man stories. YouTube's like, no.
Yeah, YouTube gets stupid like that. Don't you know YouTube stuff, dude? Like, let's see here. We have man killed by alligator. Let's see here. Man killed by alligator while searching for frisbee in Tampa. This is the recent one you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, whoever's browser this is, you need to install an ad blocker. Dude, there's a lot of ad.
I just got a Mac, and I don't know how to use it, so I'm learning a lot of shit.
I was like, how is this the same website I'm looking at? Mine's nice and, like, normal. Dude, you got ads everywhere.
What do you use? UBlock Plus or what do you use?
I'm just using Brave, just default Brave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I just use it. I use Opera and I use, you know.
AdBlock Plus in Edge or Chrome, same on Windows.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll go Edge. Imagine
for a minute, you're searching for your Frisbee. I guess he was playing Frisbee golf or whatever you call that thing, and he threw it in the pond or something. He jumps out to get it, and he dies from an alligator. Just whack. I feel bad for him, but.
I do too. Like, that, you know, your last thoughts are like, oh shit. Like, that, those are definitely your last thoughts. There's no like. Because this isn't like some dude that was messing around in the Everglades. This isn't some dude that was like going in the zoo.
He was in a park.
It was a park. He was just like doing the thing. He wasn't doing anything bad.
That's what people don't realize. Ray, you know this. You Floridians know this. But people don't understand. Like, when people come visit me, I'm like, hey, let's go like kayaking on the Hillsborough River. We'll see a bunch of gators. Like, wait, how far away is that? I'm like, oh, like right up the road. Like, wait. Right. Like, you have alligators in your city? I'm like, yeah, like they're everywhere. They're probably in my backyard right now. They're like, no, you guys don't get rid of them. I'm like, no, they're like roaches. They don't get rid of them. It's amazing right. How people don't understand alligators.
You turn on the lights and they scatter. No, it's like, no. I
grew up. It is kind of a dick move, Jason, what they do.
Yeah, the alligators grab you and then they spin you underwater.
Gator roll, baby.
Fucking dicks. The alligators are the dicks of the water.
Well, just don't get in their ponds and you're okay, you know? Like, that's the thing.
No, but you don't get in their ponds. No, so, like, I grew up on a lake. My mom's house is on three lakes, and they have these grates at the end of these man-made lakes that have tributaries that go all the way to the Everglades. And so the people that lived on the edge, they would take the grates out because they gather, like, algae and crap, and they'd be nasty. And so we'd get manatees all the time. But in the 80s and 90s, we got gators all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, we'd have the grouper troopers or Florida Fish and Wildlife. We'd have them come in and get the gators all the time. And the gators would eat your dogs out of your yard. You'd be walking the yard and, like, there'd be a gator, like, sitting at the edge of the lake.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
But there's one animal that's way worse than a gator that lives in Florida. I can't believe we haven't talked about it yet. You know those... all the Florida ponds, which they're everywhere. You know those, like, brain-eating amoebas?
So we have those. We have those in my lake.
Yeah. It's like the guaranteed death.
The lake we grew up swimming in.
In your life.
My entire life. They're like, they put out a notice like 10 years ago. Don't go swimming anymore because if you kick up the stuff at the bottom. Yeah, it's
just hanging out at the bottom.
Start eating the brain.
Never coming near Florida again. That is good information to know.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I'm going back to Australia. It's not so dangerous.
Deal with a kangaroo trying to punch me.
Yeah, but those things like enter up through your nose, and it's like literally 100% death rate. Like, you just die.
You're done. You're done. You become Gary Busey, and then you're done. They are the dingoes of Florida. Absolutely. Except you can see a dingo. You can't see the amoeba, dude. They're, like, there's no like, oh, there it is. I'm going to swim away. Like, nope. That's not how that works.
Yeah. So. No.
The dingo got my baby.
The amoeba ate my baby.
What would you think would be like the least known like animal in Florida?
Palmetto bugs? Like to the rest of the country?
Yeah.
Palmetto bugs. Our
cockroaches. What do you mean the least known animal? What do you mean?
Like, you wouldn't think, that we mentioned and you guys don't know it exists, pretty much. Like, oh, that's a thing.
Luke, do you know what a palmetto bug is?
Nope.
So, you know what a cockroach is?
Yes.
Okay, you've seen Godzilla?
Oh, no. So
you know how, like, you have, like, Manta or whatever?
It's better.
So, it's bigger, and then when you turn on the lights and you see it, instead of scurrying away like a normal cockroach, it flies at you. Because it's like, yo, I got you, dog. And it's like... it's right at you. That's a palmetto bug. That's a Florida thing.
I was going to say key deer.
Okay.
Yeah, a key deer.
So it's a Florida hug. Excellent.
Wes had a cougar in his yard once.
Yeah, panther. I've had lots of cougars in my yard.
Florida panther.
So the panther has like, the panther could be like one of like six or seven different cats. It's like one of those things where like, The Florida bobcat is a panther. It's like one of those things where like panther encompass. It's like cod or like whitefish.
Yeah,
it'd be like one of a million different things. So like I think panther and I think like Bagheera, right? Like whatchamacallit? Like lion or what is it?
Jungle. That's book. The panther that's in my yard.
Was he taking a shit?
He was just sitting. He was chilling.
That dude was dropping a deuce in your yard. That's a funny one, bro. Yeah. That panther was like,
yeah.
Like, that panther's a dick.
He's having a good time, man.
Yeah.
Fuck palmetto bugs.
Key deer look like they're like malnutrition deer.
I like Danny Phil Simon Google key deer, and he's like, okay, palmetto bugs.
Well, no, palmetto
bugs. I like how he has safe search on, though.
No, no. Palmetto bugs are like, palmetto bugs are like scary movies that you watch, and you're like, you remember The Grudge, where you have like that girl, and she's like, ah, and you're like, bro, I would, in a heartbeat, right? Like, I'm not scared. But if you were in that moment, you would shit your pants. Palmetto bugs are like that. You see the picture, and you're like, it's just a fucking cockroach. But when you're there at 2 a.m, because you woke up at somebody else's house because you were sleeping on the couch, and you go to the fridge and get your drink, right? You got your yellow Gatorade, and that palmetto bug starts flying at you, you're going to shit yourself. Guaranteed 100%. So I'm just saying, you got to be there.
Yep.
Tim says he's got those in Louisiana. I believe that.
I mean, Louisiana is like mini Florida. So
yeah, it is.
With flavor. They at least have flavor there.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude. They have flavor.
I'm staying in just for the record, I'm staying in Jersey. Enjoy it down there. Okay?
Wait, how did you go from... Okay, I got to understand this. How did you go from Australia and all the places you could move to in the United States, you end up in Jersey? Like, you know, there was mountains and stuff.
It was by choice. It was for a job. I was working for Commvault at the time. I'm like, hey, you know, you want to do this thing? I'm like, absolutely. You're going to have to move. I'm like, where's headquarters? It's in Tinton Falls, Jersey. I'm like, okay, let's give this a shot. Year in, I'm like, oh, you know, should I move to Austin? Should I move to Seattle? Should I be here? I'm like, no, I actually kind of like it in Jersey. So here I am.
But you know, now you're not employed, so
they're pissed at you, right? Like,
yeah,
nobody says move to Jersey because they like you. That's because you pissed somebody off.
So, Luke, where would you move in the States now that you're free and clear? Where would you go if you could pick a place? Where would it be?
If it wasn't Jersey, and I am liking this part of Jersey where I am because I'm 4 minutes from the beach, you know, get everything I like here. But if I had to choose somewhere,
yeah, I mean,
it actually would be.
Really, you can't talk about Florida, guys.
Yeah. Jersey, that's like saying California.
It'll be a toss-up between, say, Austin, Texas, or maybe Colorado way.
All right.
Austin for the food.
Is that shirt Skeletor? Luke, is that shirt Skeletor?
No. Well, no, this is...
Death with coffee. Oh, okay. Death with coffee.
We're making a play on Star Wars.
Okay, yeah, because I have a He-Man Skeletor here. That's what I was asking.
Gotcha,
a good bit
of
Star Wars. Yeah. That's cool. All right, so it's 8:26. We need to wrap up. We appreciate you gentlemen for...
Yes, thank you for joining
all
guys.
The Florida, not Florida, and all the stuff that would kill us. And I think we're in agreement. Florida is more dangerous than Australia at this point.
I think we've proven that.
I mean, Florida, well, Luke already told me that Australia actually exists, so yeah, I guess we're going to go with that.
It was a prison. It was. Oh, that's right. This is why we can't have too many smart people in the chat or on the show. So Riggs points out this is episode 42, which is the answer to everything. And actually, I can't bring it out right now. Oh, it's on the floor. I always carry a towel with me. And it comes in handy all the fucking time. Absolutely.
Isn't 42 one of the numbers in Lost?
No, nobody cares. So, they were dead. Everybody knew it in season one. They were dead.
They were not dead.
So Simon's never going to watch it. Anyway, so Simon, what do we got for our upcoming event?
Yeah, so we do have some couple events coming up. So tomorrow at 10 a.m., catch up on the industry's latest news with the MSP Dispatch Week Wrap-Up presented by the MSP Media Network. Also, at 5 p.m., 38, a new show of the MSP Media Network, episode 4, is dropping featuring Mario Gallego, and that's hosted by Aaron Bolton. On September 6th at 10 a.m., we're back with the MSP Dispatch, showing you guys the news that happened over the Labor Day weekend. And then September 15th, we're going to be back at the Tech Bar, episode 43, with Blaine Yeager of Uptime VoIP. So make sure you guys tune in.
It should be a fun time. Actually, Wes, 38-38. It's like the one show on the network you haven't been on yet. You know Aaron Bolton?
Yeah. Let's make it happen. Let's How much more happen. Money do Actually, I pay you for it?
4,000 dictator coin, I guess.
Deal.
Deal.
Anytime.
All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. We appreciate you. You guys are awesome. I'll say thanks to Reed also that was on and had to dip. You guys are great. Thanks for being on. I look forward to seeing you. Well, you guys, at least two of you will be at IT Nation for sure, right?
Yep,
Riggs, I'll be Wes? There. Okay. Luke, are you going to make it out with your new employment?
Sorry?
Are you going to be at IT Nation for your...
probably not at IT Nation, no.
Ah, we got to bring you out, man.
Damn.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. Tech Bar audience, we appreciate you. Tech Bar family, we love you. Until next time, namaste.
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 This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.